Recently, CAFE, the Canadian Association for Equality, opened up a chapter at the University of Ottawa, and during the inauguration, some feminists showed up and disrupted the event with noisemakers. The video of the altercation got about 21,000 views in the first 24 hours it was up, and now it's been made private. I might be wrong, but from what I understand, CAFE may have asked that it be taken down as an act of taking the higher road, since the video plainly shows the faces of the disruptors. CAFE, being the gracious, gentle folk that they are, probably wanted to spare these feminists the humiliation that comes from being seen deliberately stomping on opposing viewpoints. I, however, have no such compunction, and I downloaded the video before it got made private. I'm going to show it to you now because I want these assholes identified. I want their actions to be tied to them. I don't want them identified, as I'm sure some will say, as a means of having harm befall them. Several feminists making asses of themselves have been publicly exposed on camera, and nothing has happened to them. Big Red, Creepy Bitter Girl in Vancouver, and the rest, to date, have never been assaulted for their antics, and I hope that they never are. And I'm certain that this trend of non-violence will continue even after these people have been identified. However, it is important to document this pattern of reprehensible actions by feminists, because for this sort of thing to stop, it must be exposed to the disinfecting sunlight of the world's gaze. If anyone has any more footage of this event, or any information about the offenders, please contact me through the Contact Us section of www.mensrightsedmonton.com. Thank you, Fred, and good evening. Nice to see so many here. A lot of faces from my past as well.
Yeah.
So, CAFE stands for the Canadian Association for Equality. And its slogan is, equality means equality for everyone. And in our current focus around equality in Canada, we tend to leave out men. And so CAFE has a focus on including men into the equality rubric. It was started a few years ago in Toronto, and now there's a chapter in Vancouver, and now a brand new one in Ottawa. I went to the opening of the men's the Centre for Men and Families in Toronto. So CAFE Toronto has put together a office space and a place where men and their families can go for support, for understanding, to talk about their things. They offer various kinds of workshops and support services. So this is a new thing in Canada. We've got lots and lots of services which are focused on women.
Calm down and walk in.
I don't know if I can see them, but you want
Everybody, please calm down. We want security to handle this. This is not our job.
Let security handle it.
Let security handle it. This is not our job.
Oh no! Are you racist? Are you a bigot or something?
Guilt trip.
Yeah. What a bigot! He can do whatever he wants.
I'm told that the security and the library have called the police, and the police will be here to handle it.
Wonderful. Good.
Oh, don't leave. The police are coming.
Come online, we have the paper. Time to take out the trash. Shame.
Shame you. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Oh.
Lack of free speech, buddy.
Okay. Lack of free speech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, that was exciting.
Annoying, maybe.
I think we've shown that there's a need for different voices to be heard because clearly they are threatening. So, as this is the inaugural event for Cafe Ottawa, I'd like to introduce the executive. The vice president is Janice Fiamengo. She wasn't able to be with us tonight. The Benoit Gagnon is our treasurer. Peter Mills is our secretary. Brian Peter. And Grant Dingwall is responsible for fundraising and membership. I hope you'll be wanting to talk to him at the end of this. Okay, so Cafe Ottawa, we're brand new and we're thinking about what we might be able to do. We want to be action oriented. We want to make a difference. We want to be involved with public education, and in the public education side, we'll have events like this regularly. We have four planned for this year. This is the first. The next one will
be... Hey, MRA, we don't care what you say. Hey, MRA, we don't care what you say. Hey, MRA, we don't care what you say. Hey, MRA, we don't care what you have to say. Hey, hey, MRA, we don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Hey, hey, MRA, we don't care what you have to say.
It's all about you, isn't it? It's all about you. You, you.
Hey, hey, MRA, we don't care what you have to say. Hey, hey, MRA.
Yeah, please, because from my understanding, it's the five, and I'm working in this for this presentation.
Six.
Okay.
So we had four leave earlier.
Okay, sir. Okay, we're dealing with these people here.
Okay, so So as far as we're concerned, people who are responsible for Israel are asking for you to leave. They're going to do so, and we will be happy.
We'll totally go.
So, obviously, part of that, there's other people that may be coming in. It's organizing disruption with this meeting. The other people aren't welcome also to come in to disrupt this meeting. So if you know if there's anybody that's coming in to disrupt this meeting, they're not welcome to bring that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'll invite you all to leave. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, fuckers!
No, it's for them, for the police. Thank you very much.
No problem.